Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, Shavua Tov, Mishnah Yomi continues in the first parak of Shabbat, Mishnah Chet, Beit Shammai Omrim. Beit Shammai holds, Ein Nothnin Orut L'Ovdan, you can't give leather hides to the tannery to process them, V'lo Kalim, and not clothing, L'Kovis Ovid Kochavim, to a non-Jewish laundry or dry cleaner, Ela Kadesha Yosim Yom. Only if he has time to actually complete the work, Erev Shabbos before Shkia. Uva Kulan, and in all of these, Beit Hillel Matirin Im Hashemesh. Beit Hillel allows you to give him the work while the sun is still out. And this also refers to the past three Mishnayot Rabotai, where there's a Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel about letting your Kalim do work on Shabbos, like we saw in Mishnayot Hey and Vav, that Beit Hillel allows someone's Kalim to continue working on Shabbos, whereas Beit Shammai says they're like an animal of a person, of a Jew, and they cannot work on Shabbos, even though it's passively doing work and no one's interfering. So in all of these cases, if it's still Erev Shabbos, it's not yet Shkia, then Beit Hillel would allow it. Now, again, we do not pasken halacha lema'aseh from Mishnayot. We do pasken like Beit Hillel, but there are situations where you do have to ask your Rav and ask your Posek before you schedule something for a non-Jew to do on Shabbos, because there is a possible problem, such as a case where if you're giving your car to the mechanic Friday afternoon and you say, hey, I need it back Saturday night at 8 p.m., well, that's quite possibly a problem because you effectively could be telling him to do the work on Shabbos. As you compare that to a dry cleaner, where if you bring it Friday afternoon and you say, well, I don't need it until Monday, well, then he's got a choice. He could do it Saturday, he could do it Sunday, he could do it Monday. So that wouldn't be problematic. But again, it's a shaila in certain circumstances. Mishnah Tet, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Nohagin Hayu Beit Abba, there was a minhag among my father's household, meaning this was not the normative halacha, but it was a stringency they took on themselves. Shayu notnim klei lovan lekovis oved kochavim shlosha yamim kodem leShabbat. They used to give their white shirts. Obviously, they were always wearing white shirts and black pants back then, and black hats, kapota, everything, the whole nine yards. The white shirts they would give to the laundryman, the non-Jewish laundryman, 3 days before Shabbos, because white shirts can take a long time to get the dry cleaning right and get all the stains out. Again, this is a stringency, not a lemaisa. The Mishnah continues, Shovin Eluv Elu, and both sides, both Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, are equal. Shetoanin Korot Beit Habad, the Igule Hagat, that just before Shabbos, you can lay down the beams on the olive press and the round sacks of the wine press. So in both of these cases, the actual crushing has already been done. So there's no malacha here, and they're putting something heavy, this heavy beam or these heavy sacks with weights to get out the remaining olive oil or the remaining grape juice. So even if they put these weights on Shabbat itself, it would not be an Isser Deraisa. So even Beit Shammai was not gozer Erev Shabbos to put these on. The Korot Beit Habad is actually famous from the Daf Yomi on Daf 24, which we just had on Friday. And they said, if someone takes a neder, im konam, I'm bowed, im lo ra'iti nachash ke korot beit habad, if I didn't see a giant snake as big as the beam of an olive press. Because apparently, Rabosai, the beam of an olive press was humongous and very large, had to bear a lot of weight, because it would weigh down one end and use it as a lever to squish the remaining olive oil out. So it's huge. So apparently it's a exaggerated netter and not a binding netter if he says, I swear I saw a snake that big. But the funny thing is, then on Shabbos, the Daf Yomi we had on Shabbos, they said, hey, there was a snake that big. There was a snake the size of the beam of the olive press. And the guy says, yeah, but it didn't have ridges. The snake didn't have ridges on its back like the beam of an olive press. Because apparently they would put the weight, attach the weight on these ridges on the back of the beam to use it for more leverage to extract more juice. So no one ever saw a snake just like that, Rabosai. That's the famous Korot Beit Habad, Shkoyach Rabosai.